Last week, I quoted an ancestor who wrote, "If you want to be in harmony with the Dharma, just avoid duality. There is no place where it is not. Everywhere, right in front of your eyes. Everywhere, right in front of our eyes." And this is true even for reactions, anger, hurts, likes and dislikes which we believe and hold on to, feelings and beliefs, we can call them the therein, thereby, therefores of the events and circumstances of our life, which we build on, which we and others entangle in, and sometimes we make trouble with. All of this is just the arising passing of experiencing that we are all intimate as, even if we miss it and don't notice and get blinded by other things, such as the likes and dislikes that we hold on to, that we believe. And of course, and unfortunately, we know very well if in holding and believing them, they cause problems and suffering. Our practice, our life, fundamentally, the way to relieve suffering and harming is in entering into and being this moment experiencing. When we do otherwise, which we often do out of habits and being unclear about things, if we're attentive, we might notice how this makes trouble. Or we could say another way, it makes our life into self and others. And it entangles us. It leads us to believe the habits of mind that say, thereby, this and this is going to be therein, therefore, if he said that, if she thinks that, if I believe this, we get to notice the stress, the unsatisfactoriness, the harming, suffering, especially if we give ourselves the opportunity of zazening, of experiencing, whether in so-called formal practice or at other times in our life. This is the gift we can give ourselves. The willingness to be present, the willingness to open up when we're holding on to our thoughts and feelings, or as Dogen says and reminds us, to study the Buddha way is to study the self, which is to notice, to be present as arising self in the forms of our reactions. Arising, noticing of caught in self-centered dream, or in self-centered dream of self. That's why Dogen says the practice that we have is studying self, but not in order to be able to have some great information about self or develop all sorts of theses about self or ideas about self, but to study self is to forget self. It's vital, I'll say, to notice when we're caught up in our self story, in our self dream that's entangled in thoughts and feelings, emotions. It's necessary, and unless we do notice this caughtness in dreams and see how skillfully to respond to it and do so when appropriate, when it's called for, we're not able to release it, not able to forget this self. In fact, we're really not even able to be present, much less to be zazening or upright sitting, because the dreams, the holding to the dream narrative and reactions entangles us. And it perpetuates self in all sorts of ways. That's the reason when the Buddha talks of the Four Noble Truths, he emphasizes the truth of dukkha, suffering, the first in the list, and the dependency of dukkha or suffering or unsatisfactory in the midst of life on the second noble truth, which is the cause of dukkha, which is attachment. Or if I simplify it, it's holding to likes and dislikes, greed, anger, and all sorts of other stories. We can call them delusions, but we could just say stories that in holding on to, we feed self, perpetuate self, which perpetuates suffering, harming. Our practice is the opportunity to clarify these attachments and holdings. You want to say these entanglements. Because if we don't clarify likes and dislikes, they run our life, they run our death. We live then through our stories, which just is living out attachments and living out suffering that results, even despite our periods of practice, even when we sit. If we carry these along, whether in our sitting or as soon as we stop sitting, even despite insights we might have had, because insights is one thing, but it's how do we live them out day by day is our ongoing zazening, our ongoing practice opportunity. So the Heart Sutra reminds us, all dharmas are forms of emptiness, not born, not destroyed, not stained, not pure, without loss, without gain. So in emptiness, there's no form, and so on and so forth. But despite the fact that we can say it, even remember it from time to time, that's easy. It's easy to say. It's not so easy to manifest this in our life unless we're willing to notice and release self. Notice attachments and release, or do what's skillful. So, I'll say, sitting upright, upright and still, being zazeni in formal and informal times, in myriad forms and postures, that enables us to notice, to study self, to study the arising of self, which is what enables us to forget self. To forget self and awaken as the moment right now, right now. Zazening is possible in all forms of our life, in all sorts of opportunities. Therefore, we can be no loss, no gain. We can be the bodhisattva that we are. We can live prajna paramita. Then, no hindrance in mind, no hindrance, therefore, no fear, far beyond deluded thoughts. This very moment, life is nirvana. Thank you.